Hello, everyone.
Hello. Welcome to the, what episode
35th.
Is it?
35th.
Oh, 35th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
And that's it.
That's it.
We were going to film this in Pittsburgh, but...
We just ran out of time.
Yeah. We were busy. Kevin was working the whole time that we were there, and then the 2 days or day and a half that we had to just do stuff, we decided to just go experience Pittsburgh and worry about the podcast later. So,
yes. So
we did.
It's we're filming a day late, but it should still be out on.
Oh, time. It's the same. Yeah, they don't know. Sometimes we even film it a day early.
Sometimes.
Shock.
But that changes the news because I found a cool topic that we could talk about today.
It does. The closer the podcast it is, the better it is because news does come out like the day after
yes.
we talk about the podcast, and I'm like, damn it.
Yes.
But
which we never write down, which we should probably, just because we always need to talk about that kind of
we're
stuff.
We're better about it. We used to not write things down and try to remember them until we filmed it, and that doesn't work. But just to pause you for a second,
uh-huh.
I know you want to talk about something, but you like Pittsburgh, right?
Pittsburgh was nice.
I was surprised.
Yeah. Did not think.
Well, I didn't have any expectations, maybe, so...
So anything
exceeded. Was just like good. Yeah. I feel like we don't really know anyone that's been to Pittsburgh either. So there was no like, you know, yeah. Like preconceptions like, oh, this sucks or this was so great. And then you're like let down or something. So
yeah,
it was nice. It was cool.
Yeah. It's a really cool town. Lots of historic stuff, a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Steel mill. It was a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. I was really envious of
their
historic buildings. We don't have that here. So
you mean churches basically?
Well, they had buildings like that too. Like I would like from where the gym was in the hotel, it was across from this crazy old building and they had like woman, like goddess heads on the side. I don't know. It was really pretty.
There was the Harry Potter building. I mean, it wasn't a Harry Potter building.
What?
It was the Harvard, Yale, Princeton one or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But all I could see was H and P.
Oh, yeah. He kept calling it the Harry Potter building.
Yeah, what was that? That's probably some kind of fraternity building or something. I don't know. They had a lot of cool churches, mostly. That's what I
saw. They did. So,
they'd always shoot in
if you want to do a cosplay shoot, go to Pittsburgh, because for reals.
Or anywhere on the East Coast, from our experience.
Yeah.
Any of the older cities on the East Coast.
Yeah.
We just don't have much of that here.
Sad. Anyways.
We were forced to go to the UW.
Yeah, to get historic buildings in Seattle. Mm-hmm. We had to go to the University of Washington, which is an old building, technically. It was like 150 years old or something. But, still not old enough.
150?
They had their 150 anniversary, but yeah. I know they moved from downtown Seattle to...
Seattle.
To north.
Location is
that? Yeah. But, like, Denny's got to be over 100. Denny Hall, there's a big hall there. Yeah.
But the insides are the lovely
80s. The insides are not great, but the outsides are great.
Yes, it is.
Okay. But, yeah, I had a good time, so... Cheers to Pennsylvania.
Yes. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Do they have a con there? Did you look
in Pittsburgh? Yeah, they have a couple cons, but they seem
small.
Relatively small from what I saw. I didn't recognize the names, I'll say that.
What were they?
I don't know. I mean, I could look it up again, but I don't know. I think Philadelphia is more populated, so. I think in general.
A lot.
Yeah.
The food was good.
Yeah.
Which is a main thing that we look out for when we go to cons near you.
Yeah. We like to eat food. LA still has the best food so far.
Yeah.
Out of everything.
Pretty good.
If you want to prove us wrong, go ahead.
Send us food.
Chicago did have pretty good food, though, too.
Did they?
Not as good as LA, though.
We
had that really good sushi, and you had that really good smoothie at the sushi place, and you were like, what the fuck? Oh, God.
Oh.
It's a really tiny sushi.
Yeah, place. It was across the street from the Century Park.
Yeah.
Century Park?
I don't know. Millennium?
Millennium Park. Yeah, it's one of those units of measure of time. Yeah, that's right. That was really good.
Yeah.
But it was like to-go sushi, but that was really good. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sorry, that's our con talk.
Yeah. Food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's an important part of traveling.
It is to us, yeah. I know a lot of people at cons, like, don't eat or,
but
man, it's nice to explore because we eat the same food here all the time. Yeah. So.
And we can only eat so many Subways, Pizza Huts, and Domino's in a row before we have to go out and try something in a local area.
So, yeah. So it's nice. And we make an effort not to eat, like, food we can get in Seattle when we go places. Right. You know, like.
Minus Papa John's.
Yeah, but that's because, like, I'm tired and my feet are sore and I just want to sleep. And then LA is like, hey, there's a Papa John's downtown. Please order. And I'm like, okay. Yes.
That's an anime.
They're the exception. Yeah. They're everywhere. Every con we go to, we've ordered Papa John's, I think. I mean, at one point.
I don't know about Chicago.
Not in Chicago because they had the deep dish thing. So we'd went
there.
You mean
a pizza then? You can generalize and say we've ordered a pizza at every
con. But it's Papa John's a lot. Even at KatsuCon, we ordered Papa John's.
It's because it's better than everything else.
But it's just funny that it's like, you know, they only deliver if you're in like an area. So it's funny that there's always one like near our hotel all the time.
That's part of the business.
We can't even get it delivered to our apartment here. We don't live close enough.
We're not a business hotel. If we're a business people like to eat, you know.
Easy. Yeah. Fast. Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm
a lot of business people eat in the hotel because it's there.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and the restaurant in the hotel we were staying at was like
trendy.
You couldn't even get in.
Yeah, they had
like an over an hour wait.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced that in a hotel restaurant.
Oh, this is like, the Pittsburgh one, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
What was it called? The Commoner?
It's called the Commoner, and it's attached to Hotel
Monaco.
They had
Seattle coffee, which was weird because we were in Pittsburgh.
They had Cafe Vita cups, and we were like, what? Where are we right now? But and I would say everything we had there was like, meh.
A little pretentious.
Yeah.
The whole, yeah.
But it was like constantly packed, and they had a lunch window on the side. On the, they have lots of alleys there, and they had a lunch window, like a to-go thing. And I would walk by that when I was scooting around by myself, and there's a line all the time to the to-go window. And I'm like, what is this place? Anyways.
Sorry. That's enough of our travels.
Go. Yeah, you had stuff to talk about.
No, I mean, I had some stuff to talk about.
Oh, I have something to talk about if you want me to go.
Well, I can go first. Okay. So this past weekend, I suspect, was the Rose City Comic-Con.
Oh,
down in Portland.
Yeah.
Did you see the Iron Man?
God, what day is it? I'm so off right now.
It's Sunday right now. Sunday the 20th, I want to say.
Yes, 20th. They had what?
Rose City Comic Con.
Yeah, in Portland.
Yes, in Portland.
Yeah.
And there was a Hulkbuster cosplay.
Oh, no way.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
That's pretty big. Have we seen
made out of balloons? Oh. So it was a balloon Hulkbuster, and it was pretty cool. It was actually I'll pull it up for you because I was responsible and I saved it here.
That's good because usually we have to search for it and we never find it again.
But it's a full size, like,
oh shit,
in a balloon art, like,
whoa,
yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. No, the other time we talked about the Hulkbuster was the guy that was building the full robotic version
of it. But this is creative and it's in a different way.
Yeah, so apparently with balloon armor, you can make really cool cosplays with it. I would say, yeah, I mean, like it's pretty...
It's a creative way to do that.
I mean, and the cool thing was the guy, I found it on Reddit, and the guy responded in the thread and said, oh, it's me.
Oh.
I can answer some questions about it. Mm. But I didn't read any questions because...
No, because that's boring.
It was early.
I don't know.
I stumbled.
Kevin doesn't
it.
Like to read Reddit comments.
Oh, he edited his comment, added his site link. Okay.
What's his name?
Well, his username is Portland Balloons.
Slightly Twisted Balloons, if you want to hire him. He probably... I mean, that cosplay was probably like an advertisement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he can make that out of balloons, what else can he make?
An actual Hulk? That'd be pretty cool. Like a Hulk Hulk outfit. Versus,
that would be cool.
Versus the Hulkbuster.
Okay, I have a question about that movie, Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Did the Hulkbuster really accomplish anything? I feel like it failed. From what I remember. And I watched this long ago when I was on a plane.
Yeah.
And I had alcohol, so...
I mean, it was built to kind of control, like, tame... Not... stop the Hulk, but just kind of get him to calm back down, right?
I know, but I feel like in the movie it didn't work.
It really didn't. I mean, realistically, like, he kept having to get, I think they called it Victoria, was the thing that delivered the Hulkbuster suit. Like, you just had
Veronica?
To... Veronica? Yeah, something like that.
Something with a V, yeah.
And it was to keep delivering the delicious extra parts. But, I mean, the weird part was, you know, Black Widow was able to make him go to sleep, like, with whatever strip or poison thing or whatever she did. Remember that? Like after they did the initial fight scene to start the movie off,
she did her lullaby.
Right. And then, but she touched his hand, and I thought that was, like, putting some kind of...
No, I thought that was just like, hey, come back.
Oh.
I might have missed that.
Cause
okay, so one of us is wrong.
Yeah.
And I feel stupid.
So anyway. why is she the only person? Okay, so I haven't read the comics, so I'm sure they might explain it.
Inject him.
But why would...
Because he loves her? I thought that was the point.
Oh, was it? And she's the only one that can calm him down?
Like, he recognizes her in his state. Because, I feel really dumb now.
Mark Ruffalo, please explain what's going on.
I need to stop talking about this because people are going to get angry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it didn't. I mean.
Yeah, because I thought from what I remembered, and like I said, it's been a while, she was the only one that was successfully able to do it in that movie. And the Hulkbuster was just like, cool, but it was like, oh, that failed.
Chunks of, the Hulkbuster buying buildings as they get destroyed. Oh, what a life, Mr. Stark. What a life.
You might as well just not build buildings.
Because of the risk of the Hulk coming through?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just have what?
Little, I mean, it's always New York City, right? It's always New York City.
They were in, Rio de Janeiro or whatever.
Is that where they were? See?
Wow.
It's like when you watch a movie once and then you didn't even get to fit. The plane stopped 5 minutes before the movie ended. Yeah. So I guess I just need to rewatch it. I even partly rewatched it because the dude on the way to Pittsburgh, I was sitting next to him watching it.
Or was it a free movie?
We were in the premium seats.
Oh, you were. Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't think we talked about this last podcast because I think we did this after we filmed it.
Probably.
But we wrote down, a preliminary con list.
Yes, very preliminary.
Yes.
Things will probably get crossed off as we get closer.
But I thought we'd talk about it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I was asking on Instagram for people's opinions. If you look at our...
It looks like a pro-con list because you just called this column con.
I know. And I looked at it and I was like, where's the pro... I don't know. Because we made a pro-con list recently, so I think it was fresh in my brain. Anyways.
Yes, sorry. It's on our Instagram. You can check it out at Elite Cosplay.
Fanime, if you look at it, Fanime is not on the list because we have a prior engagement during.
Quite literally.
Yeah, someone's getting married, so we have to go. So that's why Fanime isn't on that list. And we super love Fanime, so it's a bummer for us. But sometimes you have to do friend stuff and not just con stuff. So that's a big bummer for us, but it also gives us the opportunity to go to a con in that time,
right?
Because we don't usually, that area, because we don't usually go to cons because we're going to Fanime or something. So it'll give us a chance to try a new con, in that time. So that's exciting. But I'll just talk about really quickly.
Yeah, let's go. Let's cons. Talk about what we got.
So we have Otakon.
Which one?
Not the Baltimore one.
Okay.
That's in August. Anime Expo, as always.
So this is just out of order. We haven't organized by month. So
it's not organized by month. This is organized by us brainstorming, what should we go to. So yes. It's not... I mean, I could.
No. Let's just go. Yeah.
New York City Comic Con.
Yeah, that one's going to be a big iffy one.
Why?
I don't know if we could even get into that one. The hotel blocks are going to be sold out. It's just going to be expensive. That one's going to be expensive for us to go to. I don't mind going to it.
But I haven't been to New York in 8 years.
Yes.
And I've been kind of itching to go back, actually. And that gives me kind of an excuse to go. Plus,
I'll say this. I mean, our week in Pittsburgh, adjusting to... the East Coast time zone. How do you feel today? This is our first day back in Pacific time zone. It is early.
My body was confused.
Our body is confused right now. Because right now it's 2 p.m.
It's 2 p.m. over there.
East Coast.
I'm okay today. Yesterday I had a hard time when we were still in Pittsburgh, waking up. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, I think it takes a full week to adjust.
I wasn't that bad the whole time. Because when I got to Pittsburgh, I fell asleep at 10 p.m. Pittsburgh time.
Which is 7 p.m. our time.
Yes, and 10, so that's not a bad time to fall asleep. And then you came back to the hotel and woke me up for a little bit, and then we fell back asleep again. So I quickly adjusted, I think, because I fell asleep at a rational time.
I think that 2 days that we were, the first 2 days that we were together in Pittsburgh, it was okay, but I think Friday, my brain was still confused at what time it was.
Yeah, it was weird. Like the first, yeah, like you said, like the first few days I was fine, and then 2 days late, like, yeah, the last 2 days, I was like, still, my body was like, wait.
You shouldn't be
asleep. It's like 4 a.m. right now. What are you doing? Yeah. So, I don't know. We did KatsuCon twice.
Yeah, that's true. So. That's true. But I think we might need to start shooting earlier in the mornings.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know.
That's He's just insane. Blowing this Sorry. On me right now in front of everybody else. What's going on?
No, well, I mean, we don't usually start shooting till noon, right? I mean, that kind of restricts us.
Right, because
I know people.
I don't want to get up. I'm okay. We go late.
We do.
So do you think we need to stop earlier then? But then we, like, you and I will go, like, out to eat or get a drink or something. Yeah. And we'll stay out till 10 or 11, which isn't that late, but
yeah.
And then, you know, we're at a con and people are running up and down the halls anyway. So going to bed before midnight's just stupid.
I mean, all right. I'm just
why earlier? I don't know.
Tell me why. Just because then we can, because then the sun's not as harsh. Like if we shoot at like 7 or 8 in the morning, I know people.
So you want to do in the morning and then take a break midday and then go again in the afternoon.
Because then the sun's not as harsh. We could get maybe a weird sunrise kind of like type of shot.
Yeah.
And like we found out this week how to position the sun a little bit better.
What did we do? We did a shoot. Or it wasn't even that early. It was like 10 a.m. or something. And the lighting was a lot easier than at like 11 or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as we start crossing in, 11 to 4 is when it's the harshest.
Yeah. But that's when most people are available. You know?
Yeah.
It sucks. It's hard.
But I mean, we don't necessarily need to make our schedules available to them. They need to make themselves available to our schedule. Right? I mean, if you want to shoot in a better light, you can get up and get ready.
Yeah. I guess. Getting up sucks. I think a lot of cosplayers get up early anyways to get ready.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that.
Anyways,
sorry.
Continue on. Jeez,
sorry.
Kevin.
So far on our list. Otakon Anime Expo.
New York City Comic Con.
New York City Comic Con.
That was your idea. Now you're going
out. I'm just saying there's a lot of logistics issues with it.
SakuraCon, because we live here. Which is a bummer. We wanted to try, Anime Boston. But it's the same weekend as SakuraCon.
Yeah.
So we can't. Emerald City Comic Con, because it's here. KumoriCon, I put down, because they are changing locations. Mm.
Could be cool.
So it could be interesting. It'll be in downtown Portland now. So we'll see about that. And they're changing times too. It's now around Halloween instead of Labor Day.
Oh, that's so cool.
Colossal Con is another question mark.
Where's that at?
Ohio.
Oh, is that the one with the tigers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a questionable one. And then A-Con is also on there. Dallas.
Is it Dallas?
Yeah. I want to. I always
A-Con.
I don't.
Oh, Anime Con.
Probably.
Sorry, I was.
I always think it's like Austin.
Yeah, Austin
because
Con,
of the
that's
A.
What I was thinking.
And so I'm always like, yeah, Austin, and then I'm like, wait, no, Dallas. But a lot of people were like, "Hey, do you fanime?" So I was really sad.
Yeah, we're really disappointed we can't do fanime either. We love fanime. It's been a good con to us.
Someone said SakuraCon, and I was like, it's already there.
It's on the list. Maybe they read it as a con list, as a pro con list, and said cons, SakuraCon. And they're like, no, do SakuraCon.
No. Someone said KatsuCon.
Yeah, KatsuCon.
Haley said she likes this list. Someone said NewCon. Someone said Anime Boston, but I realize it's the same weekend as SakuraCon. Someone said you should try Anime LA again. They move venues. I'm not into it. Anime LA.
Anime LA, yeah. So Anime LA, for those that you don't know, used to be at LAX, which is why their name was Anime LA. Anyway, they've sold out every year for the past, 3 or 4 years now?
And I don't know.
I think they have.
Have they?
Yeah, I think they have. Or they sold out of their 3-day passes and they had random
passes
and stuff like that.
Yeah, because they could only accept like 4,000 people or something.
Yeah, so it was limited by the Marriott in size. So this year they moved to Ontario, LA, which is a whole different airport.
Ontario, California.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Ontario, California. But they're still called ALA, which is a little weird.
And the airport's harder to get to.
It is.
And it's more expensive.
Right, it's because there's no expensive. Direct flight there. You have to go through a different city to get there.
And we're not even that far away.
No.
Like flying to Seattle to California is not a big deal.
Right, but flying to Ontario is like, yeah. is like a three, it's an additional like 2 hours on top of. I mean, distance-wise, it's only like
it's not that far away. 50, yeah, yeah.
Is it 40 or 50? Yeah, it is 40 or 50 because you have to stop in Salt Lake. Okay. You can't yeah. fly to it from LAX.
You're going all over the place.
Sorry. It's just a really hard airport to get to. I'll just say that
much. Yeah, it was. And because we kind of looked at it.
Yeah.
You looked at it.
Yeah, I considered it.
Yeah.
I liked, you know, I liked ALA well, at the Marriott.
And we have a lot of people we know in the LA area
right.
or that come down to the LA area. So, you know, it's cool to see everybody. And so Kevin looked at it as a possibility. And he was like, hey, I'm just going to look at flights just to see what's going on. And they were like double the price just for, was it, you say 50 miles over?
Yeah, 50, yeah.
Or 50 minutes just, over? Or...
Yeah, you could probably just get a shuttle to take you from LAX
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because we do that with KatsuCon. We had to fly into Baltimore.
Yeah.
And that's not that close to KatsuCon at all.
No.
Like, it's like a, what, like an hour or something?
It was an hour on the Super Shuttle.
Yeah. So, it's not unheard of, but I don't know. We're just not into it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see.
We'll have to see. We'll have to. I think I would, like, let this year go by and kind of check it out. Like, look at videos or pictures or something and kind of see what's going on.
Right.
Because I don't know. I get really nervous. Like, scared.
What was the other con that we just... Oh, it was Otakon Vegas.
Oh, we were looking at that, too. It's so new. And honestly, like, cons... We look at attendance.
Right.
You know, like, we have to. And a lot of cons, like, get really stingy and don't like to release their attendance numbers. And that could, you know, for a myriad of reasons, whatever. But Otakon Vegas doesn't have any attendance numbers. And people were, like, guesstimating. And... Well, they only just had their second year, so right. they're still, like, new.
2,000 people.
Budding, and, yeah, so we were like, 2,000. But we want to go to Vegas because that would be really cool.
Yeah,
I mean, they have a lot of
cool shots there.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of great shots there. So that's something for the future, not 2016.
Right.
But something
we could also drive to the desert and go
drive
to the
Red
desert.
Rocks. Oh, don't even talk about that.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay to
yes.
go there? Okay.
I think it's, like, $5 or $15, $20.
Oh, it's not bad. Is it like you get like a permit or something?
Yeah, it's just like it's just so you can drive through it or something like that. It's so, yeah. I remember, yeah, something.
Why?
It's not a lot. Huh?
Why do you have to pay?
Because it's private property. I think. I don't think it's owned by anybody. I mean, it's owned by somebody, not the government.
But you can take pictures there.
I think it's one of those things of, how are they going to enforce it?
Right.
Like, they don't have people monitoring every mile of the road.
Right.
I remember. I don't know.
It's really pretty
or
there. If you guys don't know what the Red Rocks are, you should get on that Googs.
Yeah.
Great photo opportunities there.
Yes.
So, and Las Vegas has like the neon light crap going on everywhere. So we've been looking at it since it came out or since they announced it. We're like, but we're kind of just waiting for something to happen with it, I think.
Right.
So,
without solid attendance numbers, we can't really make a call on going.
Yeah, and if we should go, and if it's worth
if it's
buying
2,000
the tickets.
People,
and,
yeah, it's not really there yet for us.
So, yeah, so we have to think about. So if you know any great cons that we might have overlooked, let us know.
Yeah.
Dragon Con is tough. Everyone tells us to go to Dragon Con like every year.
But it's...
It's for us. It's like tough to get to.
Well, it's not that.
Well, and it's like
it's just
hot.
Yeah, and humid, and everything is indoors. And
yeah,
there's no outdoor space.
Yeah, and
to
so
work in.
And we need to be outdoors. Like, we're not gonna do it indoors because I don't think you can. Like, there's so many people.
Yeah, and your shots will look like everybody else's shots.
It'll look like a hallway shot, I guess.
Yeah.
But so when people tell us to go,
have sets there too. But I don't. We don't. I mean,
I've never seen one. But yeah, they could be. So when people tell us to go, we're like, oh, we would, but. You know, you would probably die from heat stroke. Or I would. I'd just be like, I'm so hungry. I don't know. There's a couple in Atlanta that I wanted to go to, but.
Atlanta. What else?
There's Anime Weekend Atlanta.
Oh.
Which was a possibility for us this year. I put on the list. But I didn't explore it because we went to enough cons and we spent enough money. So I just. Let it go. I think it just happened, or it's happening. It's right now.
There's another one that's happening right now. Too.
Yeah, it's around this time of year. So, yeah. I mean, Atlanta has a good cosplay base. I mean, I think that's where Yaya Han lives. So, Yeah.
It's also where the Delta Hub is. So it's easy to get around.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. So if anybody has any more suggestions, please let us know for sure. And we will take them into consideration.
Sure. Sounds good.
All right.
What else? What time is it? Sorry. Oh, God. We got probably plenty of time.
We're still like quiet and mellow, this podcast. I think we're just tired. We're exhausted.
We just flew across the country.
No, no, no. Ugh, I think I have a bug bite on my leg.
You probably do.
Itching it like crazy. Do you have anything else?
That's all I had this week. I didn't write down much.
Yeah, I tried looking. I mean, we've been so distracted this week, and I tried looking online to see if anything was happening. But I think people have been kind of busy with cons and stuff this week. I think it's a busy con weekend. And this thing keeps attacking my sweater.
Well, it's like it's almost the end of con season now.
Yeah, I mean, September, the end of September is usually when it ends. There's a couple in October and stuff, but, I mean, New York City Comic Con still needs to happen.
Right, and Halloween is happening here pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So that's all I know.
That's fine, man. All right,
we'll keep this one short, I guess.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
So, if you're getting ready for your Halloween cosplay costumes, depending on what you want to call them, visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise to get your cosplay contacts. Right now, they're having intermittent sales on their Halloween costume contacts. They've been going on and off sale. It's hard to predict, but every once in a while, they'll throw it up for free shipping on Halloween-themed contacts. So you can get your prescription, non-prescription, just circle lenses, or any other color that you'd like or need.
And do it now, because Halloween's coming.
Yes, do it now, because it does take some time to ship. They do have free expedited shipping on orders over $175. So
expedited.
Yes, which is probably cuts a whole week off the shipping time. So yes, about now is about the best time to start ordering your contact lenses. So visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise to get your contacts.
All right. Well, we will see everybody next time. I don't know if Rebecca's going to be here next week because she might go camping depending on the weather.
Oh, right.
But hopefully I can convince her to come and we will be more entertaining. I promise. We will be more awake.
Yes.
Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed for you. All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.